Russ Davis inviting you to stay tuned for more Jazz America following the news on VOA Music Mix.
President Obama defends immigration action, and UN chief says new Ebola cases beginning to slow in some regions. I'm Bill Michaels in Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama says the American immigration system has been broken for a long time as he defended taking executive action to overhaul the system. President Obama told a rally in Las Vegas he was forced to act because the House of Representatives would not take up legislation that had passed the Senate.
It's the only thing standing in the way of that bipartisan bill and my desk so that I can sign that bill. The only thing that's been standing in the way is a simple yes or no vote in the House of Representatives. Just a yes or no vote. If they had allowed a vote on that kind of bill, it would have passed. I would have signed it. It would be the law right now.
President Obama signed two executive orders Friday that will begin the process of offering temporary work permits and lift the threat of deportation for nearly 5 million undocumented immigrants. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon says there's been some progress in battling the Ebola outbreak, but warned the fight is far from over.
Our results to date are uneven. The rate of transmission continues to increase in many places. We need more international responders, trained medical teams, and volunteer health workers, especially in remote districts.
Mr. Bond said a new chain of transmissions in Mali is a cause of deep concern. This is VOA News. Talks on the future of Iran's nuclear program and international sanctions against the country continued in Vienna Friday amid indications of behind-the-scenes developments that officials will not specify. VOA's Al Pessin filed this story from Vienna.
The British and French foreign ministers joined U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry here Friday to urge their Iranian counterpart, Mohammad Javad Zarif, to make the compromises necessary to reach an agreement. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov consulted with Kerry by phone and said in Moscow that all the elements are on the table, but what he called more effort is needed. Both sides have significant motivations to reach an accord. Iran wants to end crippling economic sanctions, and the UN team wants verifiable assurance that Iran cannot secretly or quickly build a nuclear weapon. Al Pessin, VOA News, Vienna.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has condemned what he calls Russian aggression after meeting with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko and Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk in Kiev. Biden said they talked about the threat to Ukrainian sovereignty and territorial integrity posed by Russia's military intervention. He called Russia's annexation of Crimea and its backing for separatists in the east a flagrant violation of the bedrock principles of the international system. Biden also accused Russia of ignoring the September ceasefire between Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists. Law enforcement in the central U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri, has agreed on rules of engagement with some organized activist groups to ensure demonstrations are peaceful when a grand jury decision is issued in the coming days on whether to indict a white police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black teenager in early August. The incident sparked weeks of sometimes violent protest in the St. Louis suburb and has become a flashpoint for U.S. race relations. Friday, St. Louis County's top executive Charlie Dooley said he is expecting the best no matter what the grand jury decides. Dooley said he found it hopeful that we can sit around the table even though we have different opinions. He called the process of drafting the rules of engagement respectful. Residents of upstate New York, one of the nation's snowiest places, are trying to cope with a year's worth of snowfall over 3 days while bracing for flooding that could come next. The risk of flooding not expected to ease until sometime Tuesday. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Russ Davis here. Welcome to another hour of Jazz America. I'll give you the best of jazz, past and present, and a special focus on a quartet of fantastic modern jazz musicians, Modesky, Schofield, Martin, and Wood. Yes, the quartet of John Schofield, the great guitarist, and his three invited guests from years ago, John Modesky, Billy Martin, and Chris Wood, known as Modesky, Martin, and Wood, have had a long collaboration. They got together first in 1998, and they've been working together ever since, on and off, as they pursue their own solo work, as well as their occasional collaborations, including their latest work, their fourth effort together, called Juice. We'll hear more from Juice and talk further with Modesky, Schofield, Martin, and Wood here on VOA's Jazz America. But let's begin things with two very rare live recordings that I know you'll enjoy. And the first one helps us celebrate the birthday of the late great trumpeter and prolific composer Nat Adderley, the brother of Cannonball Adderley, born on the 25th of November in 1931. If he were alive today, he'd be 83 years old. Now, maybe Cannonball overshadowed his brother Nat just a bit, but Nat Adderley wrote some of the most famous songs that jazz has ever known. For example, I want to give you a rare live recording of his classic song, Work Song, with his brother Nat and an all-star band recorded in New York City for an album called Radio Nights. This recording features the all-star band, as I mentioned, of Cannonball on alto sax, Nat Adderley on the cornet, Charles Lloyd on tenor sax, Joe Zawinul on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Lewis Hayes on the drums, as they do Work Song, recorded live at the famous jazz club in New York, The Half Note, in 1967, and broadcast live on New York radio that night. And here it is to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
Come one just she happens. That happy sound that's coming on is the sound of a tenor saxophone. Does it split with heart or soul? My mistress Annie is dead. Oh, no, I'm from the sun now. I do it all just to be the sunny side. Shut up, fire up, up there comes. I've only sung to sing the song that I'm certain no is dizzy. So, no. Now there is another street. Nothing boy could have done us ever and never be bad. Even a law like that. Can't you hear that pitter, patter, pitter, patter sound? For that pitter, patter sound is like a tapping sound. A sound of joy lingering out, over and out. Can't you hear the sound of joy and happiness coming over? We get to the stars. Shoop doo yip boo yip doo yip doo go wee bow yo mo loo wee lead up shitty up for you now. Go rapping everything for you, come on, never ever give it up. Yo, you'll get a little funny bucket on the sunny side of the street. You'll never get where dear stay in a bed. So take my cool, time to have a ball. Cause I got a picture when I said it to me. Nobody but get my way, but take now walk on the wonderful sun of the world. Cause you know that I'm here to put your name and get along. Wear your coat, get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep, and just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bitter bell that comes? Life can be divine on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I ain't afraid of this robot. Don't be so bad if I never, ever had one red cent. I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust and my feet were the sunny. I'm a shady. The sunny side of the street.
Multi-Grammy Award-nominated vocalist Roberta Gamberini with Sunny Side of the Street, joined by America's own Airmen of Note, the United States Air Force Band, carrying on the tradition for over 60 years that Glenn Miller and his Army Air Corps Dance Band created beginning in 1950. Hope you enjoyed that live performance from George Washington University in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Roberta Gamberini and the Airmen of Note, a rare live performance. Hope you enjoyed that. And now I hope you'll enjoy Conversation with John Scofield, terrific guitarist, fantastic composer, award-winning band leader. He's really done so much in his career, and it's time to look at that career just a bit and then hear more music in his collaboration from the album Juice with Modesky, Scofield, Martin, and Wood. John Scofield joining us now on VOA's Jazz America.
You're leading the way for many people. People look for a leader, be it a president or a football coach or whatever the case may be. At this point, in many ways, you're the bell cow for, I won't say a movement, because it's like a field of mushrooms. It's popping up all over the place, and they're all, each one's different. But people look to you. They're looking to you, and should they be afraid?
They should really run in fear, Russ. They should run in fear, because if they're looking at me, they're in terrible, terrible shape.
you know, I beg to differ. I'm sorry.
You know, I mean, here's the thing. It just, you know, yeah, I'm also looking, you know, but I also realize that we all learn from each other. Mm-hmm. And that's nothing comes from just from ourselves, you know, and I listen to old music, new music, young music, elderly music, whatever, and learn from it and incorporate it. And it comes out different in me, and it comes through me but I'm, you know, I think I've just hung out enough, you know, so that now there are young musicians who've heard about me and have played my records, and I'm honored to have anybody look up to me. Are you kidding me? It's a thrill.
I think maybe they may be looking at you and paying attention to you because the music that you make is uniquely yours, and they see you as a unique person. They'd like to be able to find their own voice like you have found yours. And also, there are talented, super talented composers and people that have a darker sort of way of doing things, maybe a denser sort of more complex musical message to portray. Mm-hmm. Yours is oftentimes complex, but for the most part, it just makes them smile. It just makes them feel good. They resonate in a good spot in their soul when they listen to it.
And that's good.
That's something
you
to follow.
You know what? I mean, that's when I always it's so nice that I've got some of that in there because some of my music doesn't, you know. And sometimes I get very cerebral. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But I know what you mean about that. To let some of the sunshine come through in any of us, it's just a matter of letting it be. It's all there. We all are you know, looking for it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, let's find some of that sunshine, some of that positive spirit, some of that wonderful feeling and playing that have thrilled hundreds of thousands of fans and brought new fans to jazz, as Modesky, Scofield, Martin, and Wood have played major jazz festivals, as well as having played many outdoor festivals that have drawn rock artists to perform. So some of those rock fans became jazz fans after hearing music like this. Modesky, Scofield, Martin, and Wood from the album Juice, as they give a jazz treatment to the Doors' pop classic Light My Fire on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
It's a well-known tradition in jazz history to take the popular songs of the day and turn them into improvised pieces to jazz. And that's certainly the case with what you just heard. Modesky, Schofield, Martin, and Wood taking the 60s rock classic By the Doors, Light My Fire, and turning it into modern jazz from their album Juice. More with Modesky, Schofield, Martin, Wood coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received not long ago, and it reads as follows. Dear Russ, I am listening to Jazz America on Moja Radio, and it is great. I'm loving it. Ni hao, I'm from China. We Chinese people welcome you to be our friends and join our traditional and modern life. Well, thank you, David, and I'll just pass along once again the information that I post the Jazz America program each week on my own personal online radio channel website. That's mojaradio.com, mojaradio.com, and that is where David's son from China listens to it, and you can listen to it anytime you like as well by going to that website. As far as China and the United States sharing culture, that's something we've certainly been interested in doing for a long time. Not long ago, our president, Barack Obama, was there in China for the Economic Summit meeting and enjoyed himself and had a very productive time there. Well, one of our artists, the great jazz saxophonist Kenny Garrett, visited mainland China in 2005 because he'd always been interested in the Chinese culture and music. And he came back to record the album Beyond the Wall in 2006 with music inspired by that visit. He was joined on this recording by the likes of Bobby Hutcherson, Pharoah Sanders, Mulgrew Miller, McCoy Tyner, and others. Here's a piece that is decidedly Chinese in influence. It's called Guoka, Kenny Garrett, on VOA's Jazz America, dedicated to you, David Sun, listening in China.
Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Clap, reroute the rivers. Let the damned water beat. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The people are thirsty because of man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind, when the water hits the bank of that hard, dry land. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Get ready for the wave. It might strike like a final flood. The people haven't drank in so long, the water won't even make mud. After it comes, it might come with a steady flow. Grab the roots of the tree down by the river. Dip your cup when your spirit's low. Clap your hands now. Dip, 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 dip down and take a drink and fill your water tank. Dip, dip down and take a drink and fill your. Dip, dip, dip down and take a drink and fill your water tank. Dip down, take a drink and fill your. Clap, liquid spirit. Clap your hands now, liquid spirit. Liquid spirit, clap your hands now. Liquid spirit, clap. Dip down, get. Dip down, dip down, dip down, get. Clap. Dip down.
That's brand new work from the award-winning vocalist Gregory Porter, who's burst upon the scene in the last year or so, winning the Grammy Award in 2013 for his release, Liquid Spirit, and from a brand new release titled More Liquid Spirit Features and Remixes, collaborations with other artists and remixes of some of his existing songs, like the one you just heard, the 20 Sill remix of Liquid Spirit, that is Gregory Porter. And I wanted to play that for you first because it's a uplifting, fun piece of music, but also with the new sounds and textures of instrumentation and presentation and new rhythms in improvised music, a whole new generation of jazz fans are being invited to the party. And that's a lot of what remixes are all about. That's a lot of what Gregory Porter and his work is all about, and that's certainly what Modesky, Martin & Wood, and John Scofield have been about with their work together since 1998 and with their latest release, Juice, bringing new fans into the fold of jazz aficionados. We'll enjoy another cut from the album Juice from Modesky, Scofield, Martin & Wood after we talk to the trio, Modesky, Martin & Wood, here on VOA's Jazz America.
I remember talking to John Scofield, and he said, you know, he approached you guys to work on a go-go, and he said the reason was because you guys had that swampy beat. He said those words to me. Thank you, Mr. Martin. And I'm just saying, you know, and you with the – there's so much of that happening there, and I'm just thinking, what are you like? You were Professor Longhair in an earlier life or something, and there's a big New Orleans thing going on, so everybody pointed to you, Billy. So what's the story on that? You kick off the beats, create the grooves, and everything falls into place, but I'm not asking a question. I'm just kind of free-forming here a little bit.
Well, New Orleans is where a lot of things came together in the way that our music, you know, in the way we play our music and the way we groove. You know, it's African, European, just a lot of, you know, a lot of recipes, you know, a lot of really interesting recipes, you know, in music. And, you know, I'm into African drumming because I think it's very sophisticated, you know, drumming that's like penetrated so much of the world, especially the Americas, you know. And so, you know, that groove for me and that style of playing is, you know, kind of meets in New Orleans with the kind of music, you know, work. In a way, it's carrying on a tradition. It is, because it's very, like, what we're doing, it has an American sound, you know. And so, yeah, in another life, yeah. You know, whatever, we're like, similar spirit, you know, when it comes to grooving.
Modesky, Schofield, Martin, and Wood with a song Helium from their fourth collaborative effort titled Juice, their new work. And like so much of modern jazz, instead of having a straight swing rhythm, it has more of a groove. And as a very famous jazz musician, Kenny Barron, said to me after he had recorded with a group of Brazilian musicians, Trio de Paz, his album Canto Brasil, I said, well, this music doesn't exactly swing. He said, every kind of music has its own kind of swing. Well, here's a taste of that swing a la Kenny Barron. The song is Zumbi on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. great NEA jazz master Kenny Barron with Zumbi from his Brazilian-flavored release with the Brazilian group Trio de Paz, Canto Brasil. This is Russ Davis. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with John Scofield and the members of Modesky, Martin & Wood, and music from their fourth release together, Juice, a whole new style of jazz bringing in a whole new group of jazz fans. On the next Jazz America, we'll celebrate the 69th birthday of maybe the most popular and busiest trumpeter in jazz today. Randy Brecker will join us for conversation and we'll listen to many different facets of his incredible musical career. Randy Brecker on the next Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, hoping you'll join me then.